From Web Courses Bangkok, and this is part 4 in the series of our redesign. Now part 4 is all about HTML and CSS and the beauty of it. In the third one we got the design signed off basically by our people who we think were going to come to our site. So, you know, we sent it to friends, we sent it to people who are in the same industry and things like that, and we got their feedback, and once the green light was there and, you know, we felt confident in doing it, off we went in the HTML and CSS. With the HTML and CSS, there's two stages, because you eventually going to port it into a content management system, but you still need the core HTML and CSS before you do that. A content management system just spurts out HTML, so you need to get that ready, you know. So what we did is we took the Photoshop file, we created all the HTML for it, and we put it in there. And during that same time, our developer Sam went ahead and started looking at jQuery, which is the one that we're going to make the banner working. So we sort of all came together all at the same time, and while they were doing that, I was busying away with making my own little sort of mini website on Dreamweaver and making my own content CSS. So that means that when the guys were ready for the, you know, for the WordPress themed for me to put in the content, all I had to do was copy and paste my HTML and add my CSS to theirs, and boom, you know, we've got, you know, the site ready. So that worked really, really well. Zach basically made the template for the WordPress, installed it, and we've got a new development version. And then he's making me use this thing called Beanstalk. Now, personally, I've got to say I hate it, but I know that I need to. Beanstalk is basically a version control system for files. Doesn't sound very interesting, but it does save your bum very, very often, because it stops you both working on the same file, and one of you saves it and kills the other person's work. So you have to sort of check in and check out files and say, look guys, I'm working on this, can you just hold off for a minute? And it's actually saved our bacon a few times. So even though it's a pain in the bum to use, because, you know, I've got to kind of edit two places and I've got to tell him what I've been doing and stuff like that, I still understand the reason for doing it if you're working in a team. So I definitely would recommend checking out Beanstalk. It's a good system. So what we did is we carried on working with the HTML and some of the functionality is not quite there yet, but still it's coming on. Something that else is coming out of this is the need for certain templates for certain pages. So we have a template for the success stories, we've got a template for the courses, and we've got a normal full width template. And what I've been doing is the content sort of strategist or content maker is that I've sort of made this mini little website in Dreamweaver, get it all working at the right size, and then I just pop it in. So I've got all my images ready and things like that. So it's been very, very easy. The project's going well, and I'm hoping that we'll be finished very soon. Now, an important part of this part 4 series is a realization of me that I need to start learning how to write content. And it's been an interesting story, because a lot of content writing does make sense, and there is a lot of rules. So it's the same of HTML, you know, there's some core rules and there's some good ways of doing it, and that's what I'm learning at the moment, and I'll probably cover that in part 5 of these series. Anyway, if you're interested in seeing how we're doing and you want to look at the development version, then I might give you a sneak peek. So just give me an email at carl@webcoursesbangkok.com and just put the subject as sneak peek, and I might show you where it is. Designers don't like to show them half done work, but I might show you if I'm nice. All right, well, and if you want any more information on web courses, please check us out at www.webcoursesbangkok.com, which will be a new version soon. Okay, bye.